911 emergency, this is Cheryl Winter reporting.
Hi, this isn't an emergency, but I was at the Borderline Bar and Grill tonight when the mass shooting happened.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to get a hold of the police to make a statement. I just didn't know who to call.
Well, they're still out on the incident and will be for quite a while, but what I can do is take your name and number and add it to the information in the call, okay?
Okay.
And what is your name?
Yeah.
And your phone number? And did you happen to see the shooter?
I did not see the shooter. I just basically heard gunshots and bolted out the back door. My friend that I was with, she did see the shooter, and I told her that she needs to call the police in the morning and let them know what she saw.
So you heard the shots and you were able to get out the back door?
Yeah, I was towards the back of the building, and so I heard the shots, and I immediately just bolted out that back door and then hopped over the fence.
Okay.
My friend, she was, like, standing right next to me towards the back, but she did the seek shelter method, and she hid under the pool table and then saw a bunch of people in the corner, and she, like, huddled with them. And
Was she with you and wasn't able to get out the door?
Well, we just went in two different directions. My mindset
was
still outside, and her mindset was to hide.
Okay, gotcha.
But, yeah, we were standing right next to each other. But so she hid underneath the pool table for a second and saw a bunch of people in the corner. And so she, like, you know, like, went over to them and was huddling with, like, a bunch of random strangers. And what she told me she saw was a man dressed in all black. She said it was a white man.
Okay.
Dressed in all black, and he was wearing a bulletproof vest. And then she just saw the smoke from the gun, which I'm assuming now that we know that there were smoke bombs, that's probably what it was. But she said it was just the smoke from the gun.
Did she say about how old he looked?
No, she didn't mention to me anything like that. I don't think she really saw. She just said that she saw a white man dressed in all black with a bulletproof vest.
Okay, 1 minute.
And then,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, so I was just going to say, so she was off in the corner, and then they all, decided they needed to just get out, so they all ran to that back door and jumped over the fence and started running. And then my car was parked towards the front of the building, so we were in the back, and we, like, ran around, got in my car, and as soon as we were leaving, this was maybe, like, within, like, 3 to 5 minutes of the shooting. We saw, like, the ambulances and stuff getting there.
Okay.
And as we were, like, driving away, because we just drove off a bit and parked in, like, a lot just to, like, calm down for a minute, like, maybe, like, 5 or so minutes away.
Uh-huh.
And we were, I honestly could not tell you where we were. I think we were by the Oaks Mall.
Okay.
But as we were, like, switching drivers, because I was driving, but I was, like, panicking, so she decided to drive my car, and as we were switching drivers, we heard gunshots that sounded decently close.
Okay.
So then we just got in the car and just drove away. So it seemed like we were far enough away from the bar to where we wouldn't have heard gunshots.
Uh-huh.
But we heard gunshots closer to the Oaks.
Okay.
So, I don't know, just letting you know about that one.
Sure. Okay, well, I will go ahead and add your name and information to the, but as far as you know, there was only the one shooter.
Yeah, as far as I know, it was just the one.
Okay. Okay, and they are saying on the news, I just got word now that they're saying on the news the shooter was confined to the building, so it seems as if he's still there, though. Okay, well, I'm going to add your information to the call, okay, so they may be contacting you. I can't tell you when. There's a lot of people and a lot of things to sort through, but they may be giving you a call, so I do have your information. And, yeah, if your friend can give us a call since she actually saw the shooter, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, she just, you know, wanted to get home, try to get some sleep, and I told her, I was like, hey, like, you need to call the police in the morning since, like, she actually saw this stuff.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and glad you're safe.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Bye-bye.